Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Podcart's One More Tune podcast, where we bring you a selection of new and recommended music to listen and invest in. On this month's podcast, we have rich cinematic neoclassical wonder from Scottish producer Feyadale. Unforgiving angular debauchery from Wasted Shirt. Daydream Ready Electronic Minimalism from new Lost Map Records signing Happy Spendy. We also catch up with our friend Some Great Reward, who will be recommending Vinyl Pick. Before all of that,
hello and welcome to One More Tune, a podcast by Podcart. My name's Ewan Davidson.
I'm Helena Rafai.
How are you? How was your festive season?
So Christmas was fantastic. New Year, I was in bed with flu.
Ah.
My body went into shutdown.
That can happen. It seems like it happened to a lot of folk over New Year. Like there was barely anything happening.
Yeah.
Or maybe I wasn't invited too much. I don't really know. But
what about you?
Christmas was great. I was spending at my sister's in Mount Florida, and I just want to give a quick shout out to my sister's boyfriend Gav Murray, if he's listening. Top notch Christmas dinner, especially for me. I'm vegan, so I'm difficult to cater for, and oh my god, absolutely unreal. Have you got any resolutions?
I think just to try and get through Twitter without wanting to actively travel to someone's house and take a hit out on them.
Yeah, goons. I'm on the contrary. I think I want to start more beef this year. Just to, again, because it generates content like this. I want to be Wiley to someone's Stormzy this year, just someone in the local community. And, you know, if I start playing gigs with this new band I have, then I can just, you know, I can beef until my heart's content.
Yeah.
Because, you know, studies have shown that it means that your band becomes really popular. I think that's what happens.
Well, we've got, 2020 has hit, and I think there's already controversy already. The Brit Awards, which, as I remember when I was younger and I was watching the Brit Awards, and I was, obviously there was a few people that I kind of did invest in and follow. And then now, as the years have gone on, it just seems like a kind of fuckfest for celebrities to get as wasted as they can around tables of white men suits, and just not really take music very seriously. So some of the awards are kind of mixed in terms of Album of the Year and Song of the Year, and it's already seen that, it's already shown that there's hardly any women on there.
Yeah, which is, the world doesn't need me to add my opinion to this, but equally, like, it is just, it kind of reflects the pop landscape of last year. I think there's been a hell of a lot of new female voices in pop, but the prevailing ones that you hear on the radio are the likes of, and no harm to him, but Lewis Capaldi's been everywhere. Ed Sheeran could release him gasping, and it would still get to number one. There's a lot of really, and again, no harm to him because he seems like a nice lad, but very Capaldi-esque sort of bland kind of crooning, And I guess that's reflected in the awards. And part of me thinks that, you know, they can only really reflect what's been popular. And of course, like, the Brits has never, in my view, never really been about artistic credibility. But it's hugely disappointing, isn't it? So what was the backlash for you when, I remember when you were on telly discussing about sort of
gender neutral,
ungendered categories and things.
Yeah.
So what's, did you sort of expect that this would kind of be the outcome, or I don't know?
They'd asked me to go on from the perspective of it being a good thing. So my reasoning was that I felt it was a good thing because there's obviously non-binary artists and so on that are not, there's no real category for them. But I knew this is what would happen. And part of me really wanted, my argument also was that I wanted this to happen to further highlight the lack of women that would be supported and shown. And that's exactly what's happened.
Mm-hmm. And it's very like, apart from your token Glaswegian, it's very London-centric or US-centric kind of artist, isn't it? It's disappointing to me in so many levels. I used to watch the Brits for the sole purpose of getting angry at it when I was a wee guy. I was alive, but I don't remember Belle and Sebastian winning that big. Was it the Brits when Belle and Sebastian won Breakthrough Act or something like that?
I have no idea.
I don't really remember any moments of going, oh yes, I'm glad they won. I always just sort of watched it to get angry. But I do realise there's an enormous political kind of aspect to it. And yeah, it just... I don't know, apart from maybe like Kanye West a few years ago, I can't remember there being like a big moment from the Brits that actually got talked about the week after.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from maybe Arctic Monkeys like being arseholes. That's...
Yeah. Yeah, it seems to focus more on controversy and so on, but it just makes me sad that it's like there's no real kind of credibility shown for women within this. And the fact that no women in any of the five groups nominated, no women in any of the album category, it's just absolutely shocking.
It's baffling, isn't it? And you can reel off so many names of people, of women especially, who have had massive influence sonically as well.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at, whether you're a fan or not of Charlie XCX, like the impact of her taking kind of ideas from PC music and putting in a pop context, you would have thought that would give her a nod. People like Tove Lo and just various, just, you could reel off a list the length of your arm, you really could. But you know,
I think people are starting to get exhausted by it all now, to the point that they're thinking, what's the point? Which is really sad, because we'll see what happens. But fuck everyone that's complicit in that, and fuck everyone that thinks that they're actually making a change when they're not.
Thank you.
we will move on to the songs that we enjoy and that we've discovered. And it is one more tune because we've decided that we just want one more tune. So we pick a track each. We've not listened to each other's choices. And we see what each other thinks. First of all, kicking off with Elder, who are from Brisbane, three-piece ensemble, and it's consisting of shoegaze, dream pop, jazz, just really beefy, euphoric guitar sounds in there as well, which I love. And there's some, it's kind of some really beautiful technical aspects to the songwriting and delivery, and I absolutely love them. The vocal for me is what kind of elevates it to another, I don't know, another plane. And there's just some real kind of oddities within that vocal, which are texturally sublime.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, absolutely. I think what stood out for me was the musicianship, in terms of, they're a three-piece, but it sounded so much more than some of their parts. I mean, the guitar and sort of drum textures kind of remind me of sort of later era Talk Talk, which is always a huge plus for me. And it's sort of, it goes into, yeah, that sort of shoegazy sub-prog kind of world. And yeah, that was, I really, really enjoyed that for sure. And good to have Australian representations.
It is. And yeah, given that the absolute atrocities that are happening over there, which everyone is fully aware of now, and hopefully Meatloaf is now accepting that climate change is a thing, but we'll see.
He would do anything for love, but he won't accept the...
He won't do that.
...the logic of 98% of the scientific community, but...
Yeah. Prick. Who are you picking?
Well, this one is Moses Sumney, an LA based musician who's the same age as me, and I quite frankly hate him for it. And this track is called Polly.
You remain an emotion, bottom of the ocean. Not yet sick of sycophants telling you the true lies. Like no moon is high, hollow as a hallway. Your fist fits right through me. If I split my body into two men, would you then love me better? Octopus myself, so you weather this sea. Polly, sea. Polly, sea. See me. Dancing with me, or you just love dancing. Polly, Polly, Polly. I don't wanna live here. Sometimes don't wanna live at all. To be cotton candy in the mouth of many a lover, saccharine and slick technicolor, I'll dissolve. I know that oneself is evolving to rain and spit. You make me go and stay. Dancing with me, or just merely dancing? never have to chase this. Obviously, don't think much of me. Paddy, ayo, paddy, paddy, ayo, paddy, ayo, paddy,
yeah, so that's Moses Sumney, who is only 28 years old. He's American Ghanaian, and he used to write primarily a cappella music and learn instruments later on, which I think comes across in sort of the melodies. They tend to go everywhere and then come back to this sort of central kind of chord pattern. He is on Jag Jaguar, who are probably my favourite label at the moment, actually. And he's toured with the likes of Dirty Projectors, St. Vincent. He's worked with Beck. He's also worked with Dave Satek of TV on the Radio. He's releasing his next album in two parts, which seems to be kind of a thing at the moment. So part of that comes out, the new album, Grey, comes out in February and then in May. And then there'll be a sort of double album physical release as well. So yeah, I cannot believe this guy hasn't been on my radar before. What did you make of Moses Sumney?
Well, first of all, I want to clarify the album coming out in two parts thing. So does that mean that it's a double album or is it just split in two?
It's hard to say. I'm not really sure. I've read up on him and it's not obvious. There seems to be sort of bits and pieces coming out sort of sequentially at the moment. So this is one of three songs which he's released in the last couple of months. And so, yeah, I'm kind of excited to see what form it takes, whether you're talking 10 songs split over two separate months or 20 as a double album. I'm not really sure at the moment, but I'm excited to hear all of it because I think the guy is just incredible.
Great. No, I mean, that was focused more vocally than it was the music surrounding it. And that just, it did the trick. It kind of worked the way it was supposed to. It was, the arrangement was beautiful. And yeah, everything about it, the harmonies, just wonderful.
There's definitely a huge whack of influence from Dirty Projectors there, especially in kind of the like you say, like the harmonies, the sort of kind of sweeping octave changes and that kind of thing. I just, as I say, I can't believe this guy hasn't been on my radar before. Really, really into it. And the lyrics as well. Some of them really grab you. I just think he's a really interesting musician. And I'm reading here, he majored in creative writing and studied poetry, which sort of makes sense. Yeah. If you're looking at lyrics written down, stuff like, I want to be candy floss, I want to be cotton candy in the mouth of many a lover, that kind of thing. It's really evocative imagery. And tell you what, I liked it.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Good for you. So we're coming back to Scotland for the next song. This is Feadell and Coming Up for Air.
Thank you.
Coming up for air, which is the latest release from Feodale, which means lucky find in Gaelic, and it's the alias of Scottish producer-composer Callan Marchetti. Taken from the release of his debut EP, his debut EP, it received so much support from a plethora of press, and his listenership is really impressive, and it kind of I quite like it because I feel like I'm part of the secret club that knows about him and listens to him. But he's got a lot of listeners, and he's got a massive kind of fan base on SoundCloud, which is certainly spreading to other platforms. And the Coming Up for Air is inspired by the George Orwell novel of the same name, which, for people that don't know the kind of premise of that, is it's like a poignant account of a man's attempt to recapture childhood innocence as war looms on the horizon. And the song itself, it's probably one of the more, soundtrack-esque songs that he's done, and a lot of them are pretty much like that, but for that, for me, it's less dynamic than some of the other songs that he's kind of put out, and it's pretty much a score, and he's so talented. I kind of just want people to just know about him, but at the same time I'm like, don't take away my private, you know, my little microcosm. And he's going to be guesting on a Life is Like a Box of Records podcast in February.
Oh, brilliant. No, I absolutely adored that. And it's exactly like you said, it does feel very sort of anthemic in a sort of soundtracking kind of way. You can sort of imagine it on like a Tim Courtney film, or beautiful sort of rural shots, and I don't know where I'm going with that. I'll be honest.
Greta Gerwig.
Yes, yeah. I mean, might as well. You know, she's put out so many films, made new soundtracks. But no, that was beautiful, and it just adds to this amazing heritage of Scottish kind of sort of the composition schools of Scotland, and yeah, it was. I'm kind of blown away by that, I'll be honest. It's rendered me completely inarticulate, which doesn't take much, admittedly.
What have you got next?
What have I got next?
Because you've got to concentrate now.
I do. I really have to concentrate. This is Wasted Shirt, who is a combination of Ty Segall and Brian Chippendale from Lightning Bolt, which is the 16-year-old me is absolutely like weeping with excitement about hearing the rest of this band's first record. I'll tell you a bit more about it afterwards through the words of not me, but Henry Rollins. But yeah, it's Wasted Shirt, it's Double the Dream, it's very loud.
Sure.
yeah, that's a Wasted shirt. And they have the benefit of having their press releases written by Henry Rollins. So imagine I'm doing an incredible Henry Rollins impression. This album is exploding euphoria from start to finish. The more you play it, the better it kabongs you upside your head. Hectic doesn't even begin to describe it. Bright and tie, two mere particles in the grand scheme collide at high speed. The technicians dive for cover. The reaction is recorded. Mutation is achieved. This is freedom rock. Turn up the volume. Hasten your emancipation. Sonic joy awaits. Not like Henry Rollins to be unnecessarily verbose, but you know. But yeah, it's pretty wild stuff. To me, it just sounds like just Lightning Bolt, because it, you know, it's Lightning Bolt plus Ty Segall. But I will always welcome a collaboration between those two, because my God, I think you need that in your life sometimes, you know.
So I really like them both individually. For me, I love the ferocity and just the discordance there, but there isn't enough variation in that song for me, and it becomes a bit too repetitive. But there is a certain amount of anger there that's probably comparable to, say, for example, the rage that you would channel into beating the shit out of a royal family member who might be a paedophile.
For example. Yeah.
You know?
Narrowing it down to just one. Yeah, is
just, you know, just to be generic about it. So I guess that I love the anger in it, and I love the fierceness there. Mm-hmm. I just want it to maybe kind of alter a bit.
I feel like the whole record as you know, as a project, I imagine that's probably the most restrained they are on that song, as a bit of a taster. Because if there's anything that Ty Segall and Brian Chippendale like doing, it's going on bizarre tangents. I think it's just, yeah, it's like you said, it's angry and it's weird music for an angry and weird time. I still need to properly absorb the last Lightning Bolt record, Sonic Citadel. I felt it was a bit clean in terms of production. Like, I really need that snare to sound like it's from, it's guttural and hellish, and I don't think it quite scratched the itch for me, but I'm excited to hear the whole record. And yeah, I agree, I think that's just a taster of what's to come. But yeah, it's an exciting collaboration for sure.
It's also nice going from something that's really delicate to something that's going to burn your face off.
Yes, multitudes, we are multitudes.
Let's move on to Jialai, and this is Victor's Belt.
Taking mom says, just in case I get lazy, it's out of my hands. It's like that.
With Victor's Belt and the first single taken from their forthcoming EP Culebra. I think that's how you pronounce it. This often is one of it's an Achilles heel for me, ironically, as someone with my name, which no one can fucking spell or pronounce. Obviously, the bass lines in that are one of the highlights, but there's just the beautiful melodic hooks. And I think someone mentioned previously the Afro-Cuban rhythms in there, kind of, you know, winding round. And it's got a psychedelic, it's drenched in like a kind of subtle psychedelic aspect. Just wants to make you move, I think, really. But that was released on January 10th, so last Friday. And Culebra, the EP, comes out on February 28th this year, and I am excited.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really cool sort of desert-infused kind of Latin American psychedelica coming out at the moment. I've been really impressed by bands like Krangbin, who are a nightmare to pronounce as well. And definitely put me in that sort of mood. The rhythm sections of these bands are so tight and so phenomenal that it just allows the guitar and the vocal melodies to kind of just, I don't know, just venture off into the kind of their own accord. I was really taken aback by that, actually. That's fucking great. It really is fucking great. I'm trying to learn more words in 2020.
What we'll do is we'll get a whiteboard in our recording room.
Yeah.
And we'll start putting those up.
Okay. Because if I catch myself saying ethereal at any point this year.
Are you going to smack yourself?
Probably, yeah. It's okay. Almost as bad as, like, I think the cardinal sin is, I try and make up words like anthemia. I see that one sometimes. and also, if you're writing about music, you're allowed to say second album or follow-up album. It doesn't have to be sophomore. You're not playing high school basketball. You know what I mean? That absolutely does my head in.
I hate the word sophomore. I'm so glad that you brought that up.
Oh, God.
Six Music always say eponymous.
Yeah.
Always use that word.
It's like, okay, we know you went to private school. You can just say self-titled. Like, it's fine. You're not dumbing it down.
Right, so we're banning ethereal from here on
ethereal,
in.
Ethereal, sophomore, eponymous, and any... I think I've already said anthemic today, so I can't really go in too hard on other people that do it. Although I suppose I can. Technically, I can. I can do that.
I've done it.
Yeah.
So.
You know, we should put self-awareness up there as well. No, that I enjoyed that one a lot. Would you like to hear another song?
Helena? Yes, I would.
Well, let's listen to one. This is by an Irish artist called Ifanessa Francis. And this song, if you can believe it, is called Geranium.
Open.
Yeah, that was Evanessa Francis. Her debut album, Land of No Junction, comes out on the 17th. And she's North Dublin-based songwriter, former film student, which is always interesting. And Land of No Junction is actually a pun on Clandudno Junction. So it's a kind of a mishearing of the junction in North, I want to say North Wales. I think I've been there and it rained the whole time. So a little glance into my biography there. And yeah, so that song Geranium is a cut from that new album that's coming out. It's sort of inspired by the referendum on a safe abortion in 2018. And there were sort of biographical themes. And I'm excited to hear it. I'm also trying to consciously get into more Irish music beyond the Wolf Tones and Fontaines DC. Because, you know, they're only over there. And I feel like I don't know enough. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. I don't know if I like it.
Well, I mean, you try.
I know. I think the vocal is super interesting. And I don't mean interesting in the way of being diplomatic to say something is not good. I mean, it really is genuinely interesting. And I think there's a lot of character to it. I like, you feel that the vocal's going to go a certain way and then it kind of just has these nuances within it that you just, it kind of takes you off kilter, which I think is, it's almost like someone's got a pitch shift.
Yeah, okay.
With the vocal, and but that's just shows, you know, her her vocal style and the command of her voice and so on. Mm-hmm. I think it's the instrumental I'm just not connecting with on that one.
That's fair, yeah.
But yeah, it's she shines though. Mm-hmm. I just want maybe something, just a bit more substance to the arrangement, I guess.
That's fair. I mean, I kind of like the understatedness of it. It sort of put me in the mind of sort of like Nico, but like good. with a sort of kind of 60s no wave kind of feel to it, but teach their own. I mean, opinion is good. I'm honestly, I'm running on fumes here, Lena. I don't really know what's going on. I've had a whole thing of coffee, and yeah, opinion is good. That's remember.
We need that whiteboard.
We need the whiteboard. Remember, you can commission me for all sorts of writing projects if you want. You know, I'll put that in my portfolio. Opinion is good.
Well, we've got one more song.
Cool.
One more tune. This is the new addition to Lost Maps roster.
Ah, cool.
And it's Happy Spendy.
Time.
Happy Spendy, and the song is Feelings 2. As I've said, they are new to the Lost Map Records roster, which is already an impressive kind of treasure trove of various artists headed up by Pictish Trail. And the song is about... So Emer Coyle, who is originally from Derry, and weirdly, I found out about her because of some friends in Northern Ireland that also do music. So I kind of knew about her before she even had moved to Glasgow. But the song's about her dad passing and just more of a kind of disguising the sadness and treating it more as a kind of celebration of her father. And when I first read their quote on the press release, I, like, you know, it just catches you. And I just was like, just going to go for a little walk. But the way, I think once you've listened to the song as well, if Postal Service fans will no doubt love that. And I am a huge Postal Service fan. And I love the glitches. I love the subtle melodies. Her vocal is just so good in that kind of atmosphere. It reminds me a bit of OK Button's Amber Wilson, just in her tone and so on. But this is going to be... So they're going to be releasing all their EPs together on a kind of... Well, all three of them as part of one album, but that's a taster of the forthcoming new five-track EP, Ready When You Are, which is released on February 28th. Everything's coming out on February 28th. So, yeah, I really, really, really love that.
Happy Spendy, more like happy listening. Thanks. You can have that. That's a pull quote that you can use on any poster.
I might need to put a sound effect in with that.
What, like a...
Like a disappointed... Kind of.
Did you ever go in GarageBand and it was like cheering and booing?
Yeah.
No, joking apart, I've been interested in Happy Spendy for a while, but I mean, who am I to judge? But like, I never really got it before. I have to admit, I didn't really connect with what was kind of out there already. And I saw them live, I'm pretty sure, and I enjoyed it. But this is the first proper kind of time it's really, they've really grabbed me. And they're the hooks in for sure. Yeah, definitely gravitating in the same sort of circles, and you know how pally the Glasgow music scene is, and how terrible that is, of course. But I really enjoyed that. And Lost Map continue to put out amazing records at an incredible rate. And yeah, just big into it.
Yep, my name is Ollie McFadden, and I'm the owner of Some Great Reward Record Shop and Cafe on the South Side. So we have picked a couple of albums which have come this month, which you know, we are quite excited about, and we were just going to tell you a little bit more about it. An album called Niji Musi, which is the latest, possibly the eighth album by a Japanese experimental rock band called Uayu. Again, I hope I've said that correctly. And this is a kind of interesting band. The band leader, Yoshimio, is also the percussionist and founding member of band The Boredoms, and is also a long-time collaborator with Kim Gordon. This is out on the Thrill Jockey label, who are a big American independent label. This is an interesting one. I'd definitely say it's more on the experimental avant-garde side of things, with throwing in a bit of sort of psychedelica and some shouty vocals as well. So there's plenty of weirdness that keep me entertained. So I'm giving myself all the hard ones here. So I think this is Kawasemi-A, which is a really interesting track. Just some really odd time signatures, psyche vocals, and just this very insistent snare part that's going through the track that just keeps things moving along nicely.
Kawasemi-A.
So this particular album is pressed on a crystal clear vinyl in a deluxe gatefold package. I've just read off the distributor's notes, but it's definitely really nice packaging, you know, and yeah, one I would like.
Anything else that you want to share before we leave?
Just to make your New Year's resolution to listen to and consume all podcast related media in 2020.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be a big year, and I'm very, very excited. And just honoured to be on board and having a good time. And that sounds really disingenuous.
It does.
That's just, I've just got that kind of voice. I'm sorry. People don't know if I'm joking or not, and I promise you, I've never joked in my life. do you have anything to add to the people?
No, I guess it's going to be a big year where I'm separately going to be producing a podcast for Scotchwoman Inventing Music, which is quite exciting, and we've got our zine.
Yes,
that's continuing, and we're going to be doing a lot of work with Some Great Reward, which is a record shop in the South Side. And yeah, I've got a shit ton of gigs coming up this year.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty excited, and looking forward to kind of, I don't know, just a bit more eclecticism this year.
Yeah, a lot of great records coming out, and I need to get out more generally, I think. So a lot of good shows coming up. And people would say there's nothing that happens in January, but I think we've just helped to disprove that.
Yeah.
In a very forceful way, which is as good a mission statement to have as any, you know.
Yeah.
Disproving things in a forceful way.
Wonderful. Mm. So please subscribe and rate our podcast on Apple Music. You can find us on, your preferred podcast app. We are not on Spotify because we're not allowed, and that's because of music licensing, but that's a good thing. And we'll be back next time.
Yeah, have a good one. Be nice to everyone, unless they're in a band in Glasgow, in which case don't make friends with them.
No, because it's not a backslapping exercise.
No.
Searching for the perfect gift idea for that hard-to-buy person on your list? The Allbirds Wool Runner is a natural fit. The Wool Runner is super cozy, super comfy, and super giftable. It's made with ZQ-certified merino wool, a naturally cozy material that offers next-level comfort and a lower environmental impact. The cushioned midsole and versatile design offer all-day comfort in a classic style you can wear every day, even in a winter wonderland. And its fully machine washable construction makes it easy to keep your shoes looking like new. Allbirds shows off the Wool Runner's carbon footprint right on the shoe so you can see the difference for yourself. On top of that, they actually offset that carbon footprint to zero, making the Wool Runner completely carbon neutral, so you can stay cozy and tread lighter on the planet. This holiday season, give tidings for comfort and coziness with the Allbirds Wool Runner. Discover your perfect pair at allbirds.com. That's ALLBIRDS.com.